This is Jenny Abbas, intern at WCBE, and welcome to This Week in Science History. We'll talk about the birthdays of brilliant scientists, anniversaries of world-changing events in science, and discoveries that shape entire fields of scientific study. What most people don't realize about science is how often a scientist can be partly right. Put forward that seems to explain observed phenomenon and stands until a better explanation is put forward. Many of this week's scientists were only half correct, explaining the things they observed to the best of their abilities, but later proved to have the facts right, but having drawn the wrong conclusion. So let's get to it and talk about those who deserve partial credit. March 11, 1811, is the birthday of Urbain Le Verrier. A French mathematician, he is best known for correctly predicting the existence of Neptune within 1 degree. He also predicted another planet, which he called Vulcan, to explain Mercury's slow orbit that didn't fit Newtonian mechanics. No such planet was ever found, and Mercury's odd orbit was later described by general relativity. March 12, 1838 is the birthday of William Henry Perkin. The English chemist was trying to synthesize quinine, the drug of choice for malaria in that time, and found that aniline, mixed with sodium dichromate, makes a deep purple compound. This discovery launched the artificial dye industry and revolutionized textiles. March 13, 1855 is the birthday of Percival Lovell. He founded Lovell Observatory in Arizona and argued that the lines seen on Mars were canals that supported life. He correctly predicted the existence of Pluto. March 14, 1879 is the birthday of Albert Einstein. He is best known for the theory of general relativity that ties together the forces of gravity, electricity, and magnetism. He received the 1921 Nobel Prize in Physics for the discovery of the photoelectric effect. The photoelectric effect is a phenomenon in which electrons are emitted from matter as a consequence of their absorption of energy from radiation, such as UV light. Albert Einstein's mathematical model of the effect described how it was caused by the absorption of quanta, or specific amounts of energy, and released as photons. March 16, 1750 is the birthday of Caroline Lucretia Herschel, sister of William Herschel, who we'll talk about in a bit. She was the first professional female astronomer, and along with assisting her brother, she discovered 3 nebulae and several comets. This week's anniversaries range 300 years, from the discovery of one of our planets, to the first telephone call, to the discovery of a planetoid in the 21st century. On the subject of space exploration and telephones, I'm always amazed by the fact that the first Apollo missions to the moon were accomplished with less computing power than I carry around in my pocket, my iPhone. March 10th, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell completes the first bidirectional phone call, telling his assistant, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you," from the next room over. March 13th, 1781, William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus. While studying an unusual disk in a section of stars, he believed he had found a comet until he tracked it and discovered it was a planet orbiting just beyond Saturn. March 15, 2004, the discovery of Sedna by NASA was announced. Sedna is a planetoid named after the Inuit goddess of the ocean and is the most distant object we've identified in our solar system. March 16, 1966 is the anniversary of the first docking of 2 vehicles in space. NASA's docking of the Gemini 8, captained by Neil Armstrong, and the vehicle Adina was successful, but a malfunctioning thruster set the 2 crafts in a spin. Re-entry thrusters had to be used to arrest the spin and cut the mission short. Join us next week for more science history.